From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 37 migrants drowned as they tried to cross to the Greek Isle of Lesbos on Saturday. The migrants were on board a boat which struck some rocks and sank off of Turkey's western coast. About 75 people were rescued. The Turkish Coast Guard said in a statement that 9 victims were trapped inside the capsized craft, and patrol boats picked up 75 survivors and continued to search for others. A private Turkish news agency reported that at least 5 of those who died were children, while rescued migrants were hospitalized for hypothermia. Meanwhile, the Italian Coast Guard said that it had rescued 31 people off the Greek island of Kos on Saturday. A spokesman for Syria's main political opposition group says his team is ready to start talking to UN representatives in Geneva, but will not take part in peace talks unless some humanitarian matters are discussed first. Salem El-Meslet says that his team is prepared to do anything to end the war. However, he said his group, the Higher Negotiating Committee, wants to see conditions on the ground change first, including lifting a government blockade of rebel-held areas.
We are ready. We are here to make this a success. We are ready to start negotiation, but at least we should see something, you know, on ground there in Syria.
The negotiations started Friday. The HNC had originally said that it would boycott the talks. However, the group later changed its position and said that it would send representatives to Geneva. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Health authorities in several Asian countries have advised travelers, particularly pregnant women, to avoid trips to Central and South America because of the dangers of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. Asian health officials have asked people coming to or returning from those areas who display symptoms such as fever and rashes to immediately report to health centers. Doctors are also required to immediately report suspected cases. Zika could be linked to birth defects such as microcephaly and brain damage in newborns and could cause temporary paralysis. Dozens of African leaders were in Addis Ababa Saturday for the opening of the African Union Summit. AU Chair and Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe opened the summit, which this year focuses on human rights. As Marta Vandervolf reports, terrorism and the situation in Burundi are taking center stage.
Gambian President Yahya Jammeh called on his fellow heads of state to work together to counter terrorism in Africa, including the threat posed by Islamic State, also known as ISIL.
The arms that are coming in must have been purchased by somewhere and handed over to ISIL or any of these terrorist groups. And we must, as a continent, look at which countries are collaborating with them to stop it.
Burundi, a country dealing with a violent political conflict since last year April, is part of an African force fighting the terror group Al-Shabaab in Somalia. At the same time, African leaders are expected to come up with a solution to the crisis in Burundi, which refuses to allow in African peacekeeping forces. Marta Vandervolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Tensions rose between Turkey and Russia Saturday when Turkey and NATO said a Russian warplane had violated Turkish airspace. Russia, meanwhile, dismissed the Turkish allegations as what it called baseless propaganda. Turkey's foreign ministry said a Russian Su-34 warplane entered Turkish airspace on Friday, despite what Turkish and NATO officials said were repeated warnings. In Moscow, a Russian defense ministry spokesman said that there has not been a single violation of Turkish airspace by Russian Air Force planes. The presidential candidates focused on Iowa Saturday with less than 2 days until the Iowa caucuses, the first delegate-choosing event of the 2016 election season. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton focused on gun control at a rally at Iowa State University. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump held a rally in Dubuque, Iowa, where he took aim at Mrs. Clinton and his Republican opponents. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and Democratic Socialist candidate Bernie Sanders also held rallies. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.